In this lesson, we're going to look at the second usage of the causative, known as the permissive causative, which means to let someone do something. Whether a sentence expresses the permissive causative or coercive causative that we learned in the last lesson is determined by the context or the situation. Now, let's learn how to decide which usage the sentence indicates. Could you give us an example from the dialogue?
お金も自由に使わせたじゃないか。
I even let you use my money however you wanted.
Now, you might think, how do we know if it's a permissive causative or coercive causative? ジェシーさん、お願いします。
はい。In this case, you can tell by context. We have the word freely, as in to use money freely, so it isn't hard to see that this is the permissive causative. It's actually hard to imagine it the other way, as the coercive causative. To interpret the sentence as making someone use money freely doesn't make sense in this context, right?
Hmm.
The person who is allowed to spend money freely, that is, the one performing the action, is missing in the sentence, so let's add it in.
あなたに。
The person performing the action is followed by に。Which is the same as the case of the coercive causative that we studied last time. So, the original sentence was,
あなたにお金も自由に使わせたじゃないか。
But the one performing the action is often omitted when it's obvious that everyone knows the person that you're talking about. So, let's check another example from this informal conversation between Yuichi and Naomi.
Yuichi-san, ジェシーの誕生日のケーキどうする?
あ、ジェシーは何が好きかな?
チーズケーキ、チョコレートケーキ。どっちでしょうね。
うん。
あ、そうだ。両方買って、ジェシーに好きなケーキを決めさせようよ。
あ、賛成。
So from the context, it's obvious that I wasn't going to be forced to choose a cake. They were going to let me choose my favorite cake.
Are there any other ways to tell the permissive causative from the coercive causative?
Yes, there are. Aside from context, we can also tell from the sentence structure. There are two sentence structures that use the permissive causative. The first is the combination of the causative and...てください。And the second is when the causative form is followed by the helping verb くれる。The helping verb くれる is going to be explained in the last lesson of this series in more detail. So for now, just check the PDF to learn how to use it. Here, we'll take a closer look at the usage of the causative form in てください、which means you are asking for permission to do something. Sample sentence, please.
眠いので寝させてください。
I'm sleepy, so please let me sleep.
そういえばジェシーさん、カラオケ好きですよね。
あ、はい、そうですけど。
お願い、もっと歌わせて。Please let me sing more. とか言いそうですよね。
え、言わないです。失礼だな。
え、でも、ナオミさんは、お酒が好きなので、うん、お酒をもっと飲ませて、とか、Please let me drink more. とか言いますよね。
言わないですよ。
え?
ちょっと。
ねえ、ちょっとひどい。失礼じゃない?